You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On third down and long for Ewers, still looking for his first completion. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears that have it. Power Echols ends up with it. And it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from Ewers again.
Hit a long arm. He fell, and I kept rushing. He didn't decide to throw it away, so I gave it another two steps and then reached out for the ball.
Austin Booker with a great day on Sunday for the Bears, was in the backfield, was causing havoc, was doing all the stuff that you would like to see a young player develop into. So it was great to see him do that. And I know that there's been a bunch of breakdown of his tape. Like, you know, our friends, like Nate Tice, for example, like if we started to break down his tape and be like, hey, you know, this is something that's good. There's development going on
from last year to this game specifically.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, interesting. I didn't see that from Nate Tice. I dig it. Ben Johnson was thrilled with the game, at least verbally. You know, talking about it, said he was a factor the entire game. We had a conversation yesterday, you and I, Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes, by the way, talking about Austin Booker. Hi, hello. Talking about Austin Booker. And I was questioning whether he's a fit for Dennis Allen's defense, because historically Dennis wants guys with a bigger base who can set the edge in the run game and still rush the passer as ends. But this morning, man, it was some hot football talk this morning on the morning show.
Well, yeah, Brad Biggs was on it.
And then Dave Wanstead came by and was in studio. So it was like Wani and Biggsy and Mully, and yeah. I was like, oh.
That's quality football.
Inject this into my football veins. Like, let's go. So this very concept of Austin Booker fitting in to what Dennis Allen does on defense came up, and Dave Wanstead, who's been very good all offseason, talking about the nuances between Matt Eberflus's 4-3 and Dennis Allen's 4-2 nickel, more likely.
4-2-5.
Wani was real good on talking about how Austin Booker can still have a place.
When you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You are rushing four guys. You got to have, which is basically what I've done my whole career. I mean, we would mix and blitz 15%, but not 25 like Dennis has done traditionally. Okay. Yeah. But when you're rushing four, you better have guys like Charles Haley, Leon Lett, Russell Maryland, and so forth. Guys that are going to win one-on-one battles. I don't care who you're going against. We're going to win, okay? Jason Taylor's of the world. Trace Armstrong, those type of guys. But if you are going to pressure a lot, you can get by because now you're not one-on-one basically beating guys. Everybody's now on a half a man or a gap or you're moving. You know what I mean? So the scheme really, on third down, not on first down when they're going to pound a run, but on third down, Booker really fits, I think, what Dennis wants to do because he's going to mix in enough pressures that this guy is going to have angles on offensive linemen. He's going to be outside, inside, moving, and that's what he does, you know? So I think there's a place for him.
So interesting. Want to know what you thought of that? It got me thinking about when you're Dennis Allen, you're scheming pressure, all this, a lot of times you're going to end up with an Austin Booker or somebody else on half a guy, as he says it, or on a guy that's leaning in a certain way that maybe the pressure's not on Austin to beat a great tackle on his own quite as much.
Couple things, and I feel like I have to throw this out a lot. It is preseason, okay? So three sacks in a game is outstanding, is unbelievable production. It's still a preseason game against a team that I think is not interested in winning football. But we'll get to that later on once the season starts.
Yeah, because I grant that in full. I'm more interested in the X's and O's and like the concepts that Lonnie's thrown out there.
I mean, he's on it on how you can create mismatches with different body types. My thing is, I don't think that Dennis Allen would just move a guy down the move him down like the board because he doesn't fit if he actually is capable of being a productive pass rusher. Sure, he might not look like the type of body that you ordinarily have in that position, but if he goes, hey, like this guy's got some skills and we can use that in certain situations. Austin Booker was a project. He was probably should have stayed in college one more year. And I imagine he would have been at least a second round pick this season had he done that. So there's a lot of people who believe that he's just now scratching the surface of the ability that people could project out a couple years ago and be like, look at that guy. Ooh, he's got all the things. Will he put it all together is the question. And so to me, I don't know that he could have fallen into better hands from a development standpoint than Dennis Allen coming in.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think that's right. And I think that what we can look at with him is going to be snap counts and situations. He doesn't have to be a fully formed three down defensive end who is fits in a Dennis Allen dream situation. He doesn't have to be that guy.
And that's what's beautiful about that defense is he will figure out ways to create pressure when he has to. And the thing is that Dennis Allen, from a percentage standpoint, is not Brian Flores. Like, it's just not. I know that, I think Caleb had called him like one of the kings of zero blitzing or whatever, and that's not what he is. That's what, and that's really not what Flores is either.
No, but what they have similarly is creating confusion on every single
yes.
play.
Yes, and that's why, like, I love. It's a small thing, and maybe I'm the only one who was fascinated by it. But the idea of Kyler Gordon being listed on the Bears depth chart as defensive back.
I don't think you're the only one fascinated by it. I think this is part of the nuance of Dennis Allen that we can embrace. Because, like, yeah, he's going to show you crazy pressure, but not always necessarily bring it.
It might, and it can also be he's sending four guys. You just don't know which four.
Then that's what Flores does all the time.
Right?
Because, like, he doesn't get burned on the back end that much.
The idea is like, oh, we're sending the house. Like, we're sending six. We're sending seven. No. We're sending four, and on this play, Montez happens to drop out.
Right.
And he's replaced by Kyler Gordon or whatever. Like, that's where I think that you have to give Dennis Allen credit, because he has been one of those guys that's made offenses confused. You know, the offenses are making their mic calls, and then Dennis Allen's like, gotcha, bitch. And has changed the defense on you, so you don't know what your assignment is. And let's hope that that is going to help generate more pressure, more pressure on the quarterback, not pressure as a stat, but more pressure on the quarterback because he doesn't know where everyone's supposed to be.
Was it Andrew Billings who was in coverage for the Bears against the Browns and Joe Flacco? Do I have that right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Because, like, it was
and he was like, what am I doing out here? We never practiced this, and why am I out here?
Right. So, because you were talking about, like, linemen falling into coverage every once in a while because he's bringing four guys. It's just not the four that you're thinking. And that just flashed into my head. But, no, I think this is the important stuff. I think you have an understanding of it. Guys like Alex Brown, who we've talked to and played for Dennis Allen, have a good understanding of it. And I thought Wani right there, just kind of reminding you, like, and it's partially for me, man. Like, I get caught up thinking, well, you know, Austin Booker doesn't really fit in what Dennis Allen wants to do. I said it yesterday. Then I hear Wani this morning. I'm like, Dennis Allen, if he sees a really good talent, he's going to find a way to use him.
That's the thing.
That's the coaching thing.
His resume leads you to believe that if someone has value in his scheme, the body type doesn't matter. It's a good place to start. Like, you want to start with what the coach wants, ideally.
Yeah.
But he also has to look around and go, how can I make this a productive defense? And if you got someone like that that you feel like is skilled and just needs a little bit of coaching up, it works out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.